Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the D. Fauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 232 of the Por Favor, Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in westerly Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening to you.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Westerly never gets an adjective.
Well, because it's westerly Rhode Island. You want to say cloudy, overcast.
Yeah.
Easy hot and humid.
Yeah.
Home of Taylor Swift.
Part-time home.
Judge Judy just bought a $9 million mansion in Newport.
Wow.
She makes a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess so.
Meet up with the Caught in Providence guy.
Oh, Judge Frank Caprio.
Judge Caprio. What do you mean the Caught in Providence guy? How do you not know it's Francis Caprio?
I don't really pay attention.
Oh my God! You don't follow him on Facebook?
Judges? No.
Ah, it's beautiful.
How's he doing on Facebook?
Ah, they just like post different things.
He's gone viral many times. He's very well known across the internet.
He is. He is. Well, if you haven't noticed, Susie's joining us.
Hello, Susie.
Hola.
How are you today?
Well, thank you. How are you?
You're enjoying your sunny Southwest Florida summer.
Always.
Always, yes.
I'm heading your way in a couple weeks, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Labor Day?
No.
Or before that, okay.
Before that, my nephew's getting christened.
Ooh, big
baptized,
day.
So.
Is this the vegan? Is no. he like, does it have to be like your organic holy water?
No,
free,
it's my sister's
free range holy water.
Yeah, I could see the vegan getting
locally
baptized,
sourced.
and they ask where that water came from. They probably bring their own. The vegans probably bring their own water.
Yeah, is
it
this a zero waste holy water that you have?
Pagan water.
That's the new thing, the zero waste. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
People bring their own containers to the supermarket, put stuff in.
Oh yeah, Mike's got a friend from Minnesota who's all about that.
Oh, they're into
Which
the
one?
Zero waste thing.
Jennifer, what's her face?
Oh, yeah. And then there's Charles who travels, and he has to bring plastic bags. He's working in Maryland. He has to bring his own. He brings his own Target plastic bags.
Why, did they charge you in Maryland?
Yeah, you get, like, fined. I heard San Francisco, you could do 6 months of hard time for violating their plastic.
It's Santa Barbara, I think.
Is it Santa Barbara?
Yeah, you go to jail if you use a straw.
6 months.
Yeah. What are you in for? Ah, dealing cocaine. What are you in for? I had a straw in my iced coffee Wednesday.
That's all right. It's still one of my favorite places.
Even with that. See, that's the thing, though. You can't drink iced coffee without a straw. It's not the same.
No, you really can't.
And those like, paper straws they give you at Animal Kingdom are trash.
The turbo straws are pretty good.
No, those are. I don't mind the reusable plastic ones.
Yeah.
And I know, like, the stainless steel ones are becoming popular, but I haven't tried those yet.
No, I haven't either.
I don't mind a reusable straw, but the paper ones are just no good.
Yeah, they're
paper ones are terrible.
Unless you're drinking, like, a Coke and you down it in, like, 3 or 4 minutes, it's going to start getting mushy.
In which case, you don't even want to use the straw.
Right, exactly. Get little bits of paper in your mouth.
Right.
That's no fun. I guess they have these that are made from, like, corn or something that are biodegradable, which are supposedly very close to a plastic straw. So I'll be interested to see if Disney switches to that.
Right.
This is good. Are you enjoying the straw talk, Michael?
It's all right. I don't really want to get too in-depth.
No.
I'll start getting irritated.
Can we talk about beer?
I like talking about
beer.
It's
too early to get into the beer of the official...
Well, I'm just trying to, you know... Get
move
to a
things
topic
along.
That you like.
Do, 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 do. All right, talk about whatever you're drinking.
You're talking.
I have
Go ahead, Susie.
A Blue Point Blueberry Ale.
Blue Point Blueberry. That's two blues. Okay. Blue Point is out of where?
Patchogue, New York, and Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Oh, Merrimack.
So it's nice of you to bring a local beer on the show tonight.
Yeah, they didn't have the local beer that I usually like.
Well, they have Cigar City all over the place.
Yeah, but the one that I really like, they didn't have.
Where'd you go, to the Publix?
I did go to Publix.
They have a decent selection at that Publix.
Yeah, they do. They have a lot of really good craft beer.
Now, that little liquor store that's in the same plaza, do they have a lot of beers, or is it mostly liquors?
No, they have a lot of beer, but I've never seen worse employees in my entire life.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. The last time I went in there, the woman could barely be bothered to look up from her phone to ring me up.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I like
and she was older, too. It's not like it was a teenager. She must have been, like, 50 or 60. Like, I'm trying to, you know, like, engage her and, like, oh, thank you. Have a nice night. And,
She's on Tinder swiping right or something.
What?
She's on Tinder swiping right.
Something. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is a golden ale with natural flavor added.
Mm-hmm.
It is 4.5% alcohol by volume.
Oh, that's almost up to Bud Light level. Not bad. How is it?
Pretty good.
Yeah, now you're supposed to take a sip and talk about, you know, like the charcoal.
It says, please remove bottle cap before drinking.
That's helpful.
How does that work? How do you drink it with the bottle cap? I don't get that.
I think it's supposed to be a joke.
I would assume so. I guess they figure nobody actually ever reads the label, so they might as well throw something on there that's amusing. It's good. It's like got a little bit of blueberry. It's not overwhelming. Do you want to try it?
Not at all.
Do you want to smell it?
Yes. Oh, it smells awful.
Smells like blueberries.
You know what it smells like? That sentence it smells is like if you like drenched a blueberry muffin with beer.
Do you want to
smell it?
That's
what it smells like.
What did you say, Gary?
I said, I have a feeling that sentence is uttered in your household a lot. Do you want to smell it? Jurgen comes in with his flip flop in his hand. You want to smell it?
I've asked her if she wants to smell my sandals a few number of times.
Does she ever say yes?
No, I don't think you have.
Hasn't been. Hey, keep asking. You never know.
You never know.
Was it yesterday or today? It was tonight. You asked me if I wanted to carry your sandal around.
Yeah, Rhodes is walking around with a sandal in his mouth. I said, how come you don't walk around with my sandal in your mouth?
It's a fair question.
I said, because I'm a little bit smarter than Rhodey is.
It's an Ivy League education kicking in.
Yeah, something like that. What are you drinking tonight?
Mine, also another local beer. This is out of Longmont, Colorado, Left Hand Brewing Company. And this is called Juicy Goodness, a dry-hopped golden ale. Dry-hopped golden ale, Juicy Goodness. Hazy golden ale with tropical and citrus flavors from fruity hops. 5.5% alcohol by volume.
No.
The ingredients listed are Rocky Mountain water, malted barley, malted wheat, hops, and yeast. How's that? It's not bad. It's a little hoppy. I guess it should be if it's dry-hopped and everything, but it's pretty pleasant, refreshing for the summer.
Mine doesn't have ingredients on it.
No, most beers don't. I think that's unique to the Left Hand Brewing. They put their ingredients on there.
Okay.
Although I do have to say that this isn't a can.
Okay, yeah, I heard you pop the top.
And the, like, you know how the top of the thing usually has a little hole in it?
Mm-hmm.
It's full. It's filled in and it has the left hand on there. But when I go to drink it, it feels weird against my lip because there's not like the little gap. So I feel like I'm getting like slightly suffocated by the beer. Maybe I'm claustrophobic or something.
Design flaw.
You wouldn't think like a little 1/8-inch thick piece of aluminum would really affect me that much, but it's taking away from my enjoyment of the beer.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I guess I should have poured it in a glass, but that's a me problem.
Mike, what are we drinking this evening?
Bud Light.
Budweiser Light. They have the Tampa Bay Buccaneer cans out yet?
They do on certain.
Do they?
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep.
Did you watch the, you big into preseason NFL, Bill?
Oh, no, but at the golf course last night, they had a viewing party, and they had, like, you must have had 85 fools watching that.
Really?
Horrific game.
Which one? Tampa
Bay?
It was
Tampa Bay and Miami.
So are they just going to, like, pretend Jameis Winston's, like, still a good guy and root for him down there, or what's going on?
The local people don't really care for him right now.
Yeah, he's not really being a good citizen, I guess.
He's no Tom Brady.
Is he the one who went to FSU?
Yeah, he went to FSU.
Yeah, he got in a little bit of trouble.
Oh, the crab leg guy, yeah. Yep.
That's the least of his problems. He wishes he was known as only the crab leg guy. Unfortunately, he's fond of other kinds of legs besides crab, I believe. Ooh. Gets him in some trouble once in a while.
So he'd enjoy the foxy lady, is what you're saying.
Something like that. He's gotten in trouble twice in Ubers, hasn't he, Bill? Am I correct in this? Because this one was recent, and then the other one when he was at FSU, was that something with an Uber, or was that
a
totally separate thing? We might have to fact-check that, but it gets a little handsy, I guess.
Which is fine, but I mean, you can't wait till you're home?
No. It's not fine because the other person is apparently not consenting to the handsiness.
Oh, yeah, that could be a problem.
Yes, so, yeah, it's not like they're just little voyeurism. It's more of a little harassmentism, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a good thing to do. Getting very political this week, Bill.
It's the driver. It's not like the person he's with.
I think it's been both, which is also strange.
June 28th, the NFL announced that it has suspended Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston for the first three games of the season for groping a female Uber driver in 2016.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a good look.
That's very, very odd. What do you, like, reach over the seat?
Well, he may have been in the front seat. You don't. They don't make you sit in the back in the Ubers.
True.
Like a tag. I remember I was in Baltimore with my buddies when I was in college. We drove down and we went to a Red Sox Orioles 4-game series, and we stayed at this real sketchy hotel in like the Wire section of Baltimore. Like not a good move on our part. But we took a cab to and from the game, and you know I had a few cocktails, a few Bud Lights maybe, and I remember getting in the cab and I called shotgun. I think that might have been the first time anyone's ever called shotgun for a cab.
Why'd you want to sit in the front?
I don't know. I just wanted to call shotgun, I think.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. I would say more than half in the bag, like three quarters in the bag.
Regressing to like your 12-year-old days?
Yeah, exactly.
Was it a nice cab ride?
I don't remember much of it, to be honest.
Okay.
I slept through game two of the doubleheader at the hotel.
Oh, wow.
We'll put it that way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They had this little place right outside Camden Yards called, I believe it was called the Pickle Pub or something like that. And they had drafts. They were $1 drafts right outside. You just get in line. And it was all my buddies. So we'd each get in line, get four beers, and turn around, and everyone would take one. And then the next guy would get in line. By the time you hit the front, everyone was done with the beer. Another round of beers came around. So we kind of just did that for quite a long time.
Solid
and it
plan.
Did not end well, as you can imagine.
You didn't make a mess, though, right?
No.
Not that you know of.
I just fell asleep, yeah.
I want to go to Baltimore.
Camden Yards is beautiful. You've been there, right?
No, Bill. That's one of my like nine that I haven't been to.
That's a shock, considering how easy it is. Although you didn't venture that much when you were in New England, though, right?
You don't go to New York. I mean, how many people have ever been to Philly? I'm not doing any more. I told you, I'm not leaving the state. I'm done. I'm not doing Toronto. I'm not doing
anything. What about Atlanta?
I'll go up to Atlanta, but I'm not.
Well, that's leaving the state.
Yeah, well, I mean.
I thought you wanted to go to Cincinnati.
I did when I lived in Minneapolis.
The great American
ballpark.
I'm all done.
Really?
I'm just going to Disney, Yachtsman Steakhouse.
What about Hong Kong Disney?
I would consider doing something like that.
I would go to Tokyo before Hong Kong.
Like 7 feet taller than most of the people there.
There you go. The people would be taking pictures of you, Bill.
I bring Chow with me.
Why? Because he's Asian?
He's not going to do any good in Hong Kong.
He looks more Hong Kong than me, though.
How do you look Hong Kong?
You just look Hong Kong.
I think it's time to take a break, Bill.
Okay.
Before we get into some real trouble here.
Thank you.
All right, we're back for break episode 232 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast.
Susie's trying to make me laugh. She's making faces in the microphone. Still doesn't understand the broadcast professional that I am.
No, I really don't.
Joined by Mr. Klintzman up in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Johnny!
What are we talking about this week, sir?
Sir would be you.
Oh, me? We're going to talk about the Grand Floridian.
Ooh, yes.
Part one of 18.
This is going to take us right through like mid-2019, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's fine.
Got a lot to talk about.
Susie's going to be...
Sorry, what? Susie's leaving.
Look at the gentleman lines on Audacity, too.
You're peeking out. It's going to mess up when you try to do the editing.
Do you see the gentleman lines right
there?
Yeah,
I see it.
The
at
gentleman
15,
lines.
15, the gentleman lines. We could make a t-shirt of that. It's just the lines.
I was going to say that it's actually like kind of like a like in style to get like audio waves, like wave files, like tattooed or made a picture of, like your kid saying I love you or something. You get it on the wave file and you get it tattooed. You should get the gentleman tattooed
That's
on you.
Stupid.
Gentleman.
I'd get the gentleman, though.
That's so dumb.
Do you like that idea, Susie?
No.
That's an idea I've had. I mean, I've seen it a couple times on pictures, but I thought of getting a tattoo of having Yergina and Yergina Jr. both talking into the microphone, saying something, and bringing it to a
tattoo. Yeah, but nobody knows what it is.
That's okay. I would know.
Why don't you just put both their heads on your shoulders?
No, I think
something.
You should do, like, footprints.
I don't like the footprint thing. I feel like
about
that's trashy.
Birthdays.
That's like Oklahoma.
All right, we're back from break, episode 232. We're going to talk about the Grand Floridian, and we're going to talk about...
That's a good move,
Bill.
Talk
about baby feet on your buttocks. Let's talk about recreation at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. I'm about ready to throw you out of here.
Which one?
What do I have to do to get thrown out?
I'm about ready to throw you out of here.
I'll leave voluntarily.
Putting video waves of your kid saying, hello, gentlemen.
You don't like that idea, do you?
No.
You like the idea of getting jadiman?
I wouldn't get a tattoo, period.
No, you're not a big fan?
Not even like a heart that said Fenway in it?
No.
Fenway's paw print? No, now he's not going to speak because he's throwing a little hissy fit because he doesn't like the topic.
I like the topic. We haven't gotten into the topic. We're still talking about stupid tattoos.
Oh, Mr. Professionalism here all of a sudden.
Still talking about stupid tattoos.
Let's stay on topic. Let's stay on topic.
Whenever you guys are ready, you just let me know.
Let's stay on topic here. Only Disney. 100% Disney all the time. All right, Bill. Lead us down the path of righteousness here.
I feel animosity right here. I don't even want to know what gesture Susie's doing with her hand right now.
I can imagine. I can't see, but I can imagine. All right, sorry. Let's get focused here.
All right.
You want to talk about recreation.
Lots of things to do there, Bill.
And relaxation.
Lots of things.
So not only recreation, but maybe some relaxation.
We're not going to talk once about food.
Well, you never know. Well, we'll get this out of the way. Do they have like little like fruit in a bowl at the Census Spa, Susie?
They do have fruit in a bowl.
See? All right, we're talking about food. Beautiful.
So I guess we're going to start with Census today.
All right, let's start with Census. Now, this is something that has always interested me, and I've never done anything. I've never had a massage, anything like that, but I would totally get a massage. It very much interests me, but I'm a little nervous. I've never done it. I don't know if what it all entails, but you're kind of a massage person, right, Susie?
Yeah, I went two nights ago.
Oh, wow. So just like regular? Do you have a regular appointment set up or just when you feel like it, you just go?
No, but just when I feel like it. And actually, when I had the massage at Senses, the girl pointed out a few things and I needed to follow up on them. So
you got like professional advice. It's not just like sitting there like jamming their elbow into your shoulder blade. They're actually kind of giving you some advice.
Yeah, trying to work through the issues and give you pointers for how to fix it.
Well, that's good. And now you get migraines occasionally, correct?
I do.
And does the massage help with that? I know people have done that. Yeah. So that makes sense. So it's actually more of a therapeutic thing than just a relaxation thing for you.
Yeah, actually for me, because I tend to be so tense, they're not all that relaxing because they're working out so many different issues that it can actually be painful.
Oh, I see. But in the long run, it works out good.
Yes.
So let's start off by say what procedure is it? Procedure? What did you do? I guess is the word.
Now that was the first day that we got there. We hadn't even checked in.
Oh, beautiful!
We had breakfast at the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Oh, we're not talking food.
We're not going to talk food. I'm just bringing the name up.
Okay.
And then I hung up in the Boca Chica wing and read on my tablet why Susie went and spent $800 on a massage. So
you were just sitting there waiting, like, outside the room that you thought you might get, waiting for the text.
No, I was in the lobby part of the Boca Chica room. No, I walked around the Grand Floridian quite a few times, and then
sure.
I went to see if they had any USA Today's left over, but they didn't. So
they didn't. They don't do that anymore, do they?
I don't think they do, Bill. It's very. But about a year and a half ago, when I went to Magic Kingdom with your sister and poor for mm-hmm. Amanda. They had to get their furniture delivered, so I went over to the Grand Floridian, had lunch at Gasparilla's, and went over to Boca Chica and read the USA Today and they'll
nice
on the sofa. So, anyways, back to Census, a Disney spa.
So it's called a treatment, by the way, not a procedure.
I was
not
just gonna say the spa world they're called treatments.
Oh, is that what they're called?
Yes. There were a lot of things that interested me on their spa menu.
Well, let's go over the spa menu real quick, then.
Well, it's really not a quick thing, but I can kind of summarize.
Yes, please.
So they have several different facials, mm-hmm. including Mike's favorite, the refined gentleman's facial.
Gentleman?
What is that now?
It's a results-oriented vitamin C facial experience that is specially designed for men's skin needs. A luxurious scalp massage is included. 50 minutes, $150.
Are they going to shave you, too?
No.
So you got to go in clean shaven, then?
No, you don't have to.
Oh, you don't even have to?
Scalp massage sounds nice.
Is that something where they put cucumbers over my eyes?
Not typically.
It's not like one of those foliage.
One of the things
they show. What do you call those?
Exfoliate. Typically.
Exfoliate.
Exfoliate.
They put that white cream on your face, right, with cucumbers. And then you usually have like a little
towel over your head.
You've watched too many movies. All right. Well,
that's not really how it works. I haven't had a facial since we lived in Minnesota, so I'm not really up to date on the latest facial treatments. They have several different options, and then they have add-ons that you can do and enhancements, so kind of like with your menu.
Mm-hmm. So, like, instead of getting a lobster tail with your filet, you could get an enhancement of like
right,
a full face mask microcurrent
scalp enhancement. Then they also have lots of different massage options.
Can I ask you what a hydrating foot enhancement is? Do they just put your feet in water during the experience?
I actually don't know. I've never had one. So a lot of times when they're trying to hydrate, they'll actually use like a lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get the dryness out.
Warm oil scalp in here. Oh, that all sounds good.
Yeah, then it all sounds really, really nice.
Okay. So you didn't do a facial, I'm guessing, because you said you haven't had one since Minnesota.
Right. I would have done more, but we had limited time and we wanted to really take in everything that we could do at the Grand Floridian.
Sure. And, of course, it probably adds up pretty quick.
Yes. Now, they do give a pass holder discount.
Oh, okay.
Which is nice.
They take tables in Wonderland.
They do not. Oh. The granola and the nuts and the fruit are included.
It's all included. Now, I was reading ahead... not to interrupt you, but they do add a 20% tip on to all this automatically?
Yes, they do.
Not sure if I'm a fan of that, but that's okay.
I think just given the nature of Disney,
mm-hmm.
they kind of feel like they need to.
They're just protecting the
employees.
The
yeah.
employees, okay. So you got a massage, but there's other things... Or did you get a body therapy? What's
the
difference?
No, I just got a massage, and I got a custom massage.
Ooh.
Just because I didn't want to be locked into kind of one modality.
One thing. Sure.
And so that left her open to kind of use different pressures and different types of massage.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So she did actually use her elbows at one point, and she was kind of manipulating my legs around a little bit.
Yeah, see, that doesn't sound good. I want, like, I basically want a back rub.
You want to fall asleep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And like, which has happened. I've had them where I've been so relaxed. I've actually had people say, like, if you drool, if you pass gas. Like, that's a compliment because it means
What's this pass gas? It's called farting. What are we in church?
I'm trying to raise the tone.
My
of the
goodness
podcast.
Gracious.
So that's a compliment. Then Mike and I are very complimentary at all times.
Well, only during massage
treatment. Oh, so like walking God. Through the candy shop on Main Street, that's not a compliment?
No.
Okay. I think I would enjoy the expectant mother massage. That sounds pleasant.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is he going to rub your belly, Jürgen?
I don't think they go out. I think it's like very low key, light touching kind of thing. That sounds like that would be right up my
alley.
Would
you be embarrassed if you were getting a massage and you just blew it up?
Yes, very much so.
You would?
Yeah, like one of those long, high pitched ones.
What do you do? Do you apologize? How do you handle that?
I think I would like just put earbuds in with no music and just pretend I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
Yeah. All right, sorry, Susie. So you get the custom.
No, it's fine. I'm really glad I'm here for this.
Oh man. That's priceless. How
I
do
can't
you
talk
react?
About tattoos?
Have you ever blown it up when you were getting a massage?
No.
No. What would you'd be mortified?
Yes.
Like you'd almost consider
jumping
off a bridge.
Consider it a
compliment. That's when somebody burps when they're eating your food. No, it's a compliment. Okay, I'm sorry. Butt out of talking about passing gas now, as you call it.
I'm out. I'm done.
So what? How long of a massage did you get? Did you go for the 80 minutes?
I did go for the 80 minutes.
Did you enhance the bliss for an extra?
I did not.
$50? Okay.
No.
What's the enhance the bliss?
It says add an additional 25 minutes to any massage, 75 minutes or more for $50.
Hmm.
So that's like an add-on. They're like, oh, would you like me to keep going for another $50? And you're already like half asleep. You're like, yeah, sure, go ahead.
They actually ask you at the beginning.
Oh, at the beginning.
If you want to add any enhancements.
Uh-huh. Did you have any enhancements?
I did not have any enhancements. I figured, you know, at $200, I was pretty good.
I don't know. That warm oil scalp enhancement sounds like that would be an easy sell for me.
The only thing with that is, if you have that, you absolutely have to take a shower afterwards and wash your hair.
That's all right.
Because otherwise you just look like a big, like, greasy European.
I don't have a lot of hair.
That's true.
Yeah, you look like you live in San Francisco.
So massage. What? I'm going to go to the expert here. What's the difference between a massage and a body therapy?
So a body therapy is usually more about your skin.
Okay.
So they're exfoliating you, they're hydrating you. So you usually get some kind of exfoliating treatment. You'll get some kind of lotion. Sometimes they'll wrap you.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
something.
This is saying you get a whipped body sugar scrub followed by a soothing soak in a milk bath.
Yeah, so depending on the type of therapy you get, sometimes there'll be a bath involved. Like, I had one before we got married.
Do you wear, like, a bathing suit in there, or you just go all naturel?
You go however you're comfortable, and, like, when they, you know, they drape you when they have you on the table so that you're never fully exposed.
Well, that's helpful.
Yeah, and then, like, if you have a bath or something, they'll draw the bath for you, and then they'll leave the room while you get into the tub, and they leave you for, like, 20 minutes or whatever it is.
So I don't, like, wear the swim cap and my goggles or anything in the milk bath?
Not typically, but you can bring your rubber ducky if you want to.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. You sound so interested, Jürgen. Like, I'm completely just staring at my pictures on my wall, and you're just into this.
No, it's really nice.
You don't? You wouldn't go for any of this?
No, no.
Oh, see, I'm
no,
tempted.
No.
Maybe me and Por Favor Joe will go get a couple's massage while we're there.
Wait, if that's gonna happen, I have to come video.
I'm gonna ask Joe. See,
how about
my cousin wants to know if you'll do a couple's massage with him at
instead of dinner? Let's do the couple's massage.
The four of us.
Oh my god! I would be so pissed if you did a couple's massage with one of these guys when you won't go with me.
The four of us.
After Shula's.
Have the marinated mushrooms and then go get a couple's massage.
So sometimes the body therapy will include a massage.
I see.
It'll be kind of a perfunctory massage. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like would be up my alley.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Your skin feels so incredible afterwards.
I don't really care about that. I just want the relaxing massage. Yeah. Like, that's why, like, the scalp one sounds good. Like, just do the scalp massage and the everything like that. That sounds good to me.
Are you going to get one when
Warm
you come down?
Warm stone is nice, too.
Oh, that sounds good. No, I will not. They're way too much money, Bill. That's like more than my flight.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd really like to do the make your own magic package.
Now the nails, that's another thing. That must be a very popular section for these, doing the mani-pedis and doing the nails and everything.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, because that was something I had looked at too, but it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess if you're on vacation or if you've been running around and you have money to burn or it's a big, you know, thing and you want to treat yourself and you've saved for it, then it's fine to go do something like this. But their signature manicure is 50 minutes, $75. I got a mani-pedi before we left, and it was $60 combined.
Yeah, I mean, these aren't, they're not really competing with anybody.
Right.
They don't have to be
exactly
low price for this stuff, right?
But there, I mean, it just seems so excessive to me that I couldn't justify it.
Yeah. Me Time Magic. Custom massage, custom refined gentleman's facial, and a custom pedicure. 3 hours, $350. I'm going to skip golf on Sunday and do the Me Time Magic. While you guys have tea time magic, I'm going to go to...
Maybe I'll see if Joe wants to go have tea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's turn it into a girls' weekend.
Go to the spa,
go have tea.
That would be funny. They also do children's services. They'll do children's mani-pedis.
I see that. 4 years old? I wouldn't let a four-year-old get their nails done.
For $35?
Talk about a waste of money.
Yeah. The thing that was really nice about the whole experience, though, was that, you know, you can go in, you have access to the building all day. And so they do have a whirlpool and a sauna. And it was actually really nice when you go in because they had like every possible thing that you could want. You know, they had razors and shower caps and just all kinds of stuff. So you literally could go there and take a shower afterwards and head out to dinner if you wanted to.
Oh, wow.
And you can hang out for as long as you want to. So when you first go in, they've got like a fruit-flavored water. They've got a cucumber water. And you can kind of snack if you want to. And then they bring you back into the treatment room. You have whatever treatments you're going to have.
Where do they have the snacks? Right in that lobby area?
No, you go back.
I was going to say, like a goofball like me could just, when I'm walking around, just,
no, just
sit
in
and have some peanuts.
Yeah. Nuts and walk
yeah,
out.
No, okay, all right.
No, so when you check in the lobby, and then they come and they get you, and they bring you back into, like, the locker room, basically. They have lockers where you leave your clothes and your belongings, and you change into a robe and flip-flops, basically. Or kind of like your sandals.
Okay.
And then you can either just sit and wait for your treatment, or you can, you know, have some water, have some fruit, use the spa, use the whirlpool and the sauna before I went in for mine. And then when you come out, they bring out a menu, and they give you a complimentary beverage. So you have champagne or a glass of wine.
What'd you
or
have?
Beer. I had champagne.
You had champagne.
Mm-hmm. It was quite nice.
It's ridiculous. I haven't even gotten into my room yet, and
you're nice and relaxed. You're all blissed out from your massage, and then you're sitting there wrapped in a nice robe, having a lovely glass of champagne.
I would have got a shot and a beer.
Back into the whirlpool if you want to. I don't think shots were an option.
No. All right.
Beer was.
Excuse me.
But it was really, really nice. And then, of course, like every, you know, the men's and the women's areas are separate.
So is the whirlpool basically just like a hot tub, jacuzzi kind of thing?
No, it's much bigger, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But same kind of style, though,
same
the bubbles
kind of thing,
and
yeah.
Very hot water and everything.
Yep. And with the jets.
Nice.
And then they had some zero gravity lounge chairs in there as well.
So you could, like, show up right when they open, hang out there all day.
All day.
And then get your treatment and then go back and hang out. So you could spend, like, 12 hours at this joint.
Yep.
That's not a bad deal, then.
No. I mean, you know, it's not just
take
not
a nap
just
in the zero
the
gravity.
Treatment. It was very, very nice. And it's much bigger than it looks from the outside.
Now, where is it? I'm not sure exactly where it is at the Grand Floridian.
Have you ever parked at the Grand Floridian?
Yes.
So you know where the self-parking area is?
Mm-hmm.
It's right by the self-parking.
Oh, okay.
There's a basketball court, and it's right next to the basketball court.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember seeing the basketball court. Okay. And it's pretty big inside.
Yeah. Yeah, it really doesn't. It doesn't look big from the front. She's right.
Very interesting. So the only one that I've seen, I remember seeing the one at Wilderness Lodge, because it's down, like, in between the boat and that bar that's right on the water. There's, like, the census spa right there. that you can go into, and then I know Coronado has one, and I think all the deluxes.
No,
have
they
a spot?
Don't. No, I think the Beach Club does as well.
Okay, so like one of the Epcot ones, then just the Grand Floridian has it, and Wilderness Lodge.
I didn't even know
Saratoga.
That there was
Saratoga.
Okay,
let's see. It says it right here on the website. So they have the Coronado has one, the Dolphin, the Boardwalk, Old Key West exercise room. That doesn't count. Oh, so I'm looking. There's exercise rooms here. Never mind. Just spas. Just the spa here. We're getting bad information right off the Disney website. Coronado has it. We're right about that. Dolphin. Senses at the Grand Floridian. Senses
oh, these
at Saratoga
Dolphin
Springs.
Dolphin doesn't have the senses, though. The Dolphin is something else.
Yeah, because I guess they have something different over at the...
Yeah, that's the Mandara Spa.
Mm-hmm.
The Sturdy Branches Health Club is at Boulder Ridge. So there's a massage and fitness center. I don't know what that means, though. That's at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Ship Shape Massage Salon Fitness at the Yacht Club. So I don't know. The one at Wilderness Lodge, maybe it's not a spa. I thought it was.
Yeah, I didn't think they had one. I think they do have one, though, at the Beach Club. Might not be. I could be incorrect, though.
But the my massage therapist said that they rotate locations. They basically have like a home spa, and she helped open the one at the Grand Floridian, so she's been there since they opened.
Oh, wow.
And she said that they've got a lot of locals who go there regularly, and they have a lot of people from other hotels, like the Four Seasons, will go over to Senses because they're just head and shoulders above the other spas in the area.
I mean, is it better than like the local one you go to?
It's a completely different experience.
More luxurious.
Much more luxurious and more relaxing. You know, the local one that I go to, you know, you walk in and the receptionist is there and you sit in a chair until they bring you back. And then you have your treatment and they bring you, you know, cucumber water and a styrofoam cup and then you're done.
So that's more utilitarian then.
Exactly. I mean, the therapist herself is very good.
So it's just a different total experience. This is more of like a
full
day kind of thing. Right. And the one you go to locally is more of, you know, you get your hour appointment, then you get out.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, more like go and have your hair done.
Mm-hmm. Is it worth the extra or is it like kind of a once in a lifetime thing?
I think it's worth the extra, depending on the situation. Now, if I were on vacation and I had spent money to be at Disney, I don't know that I would want to spend the time and the money to go here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I've got park tickets and whatever. But, you know, I think, you know, for us or for people, you know, older people who are going more for the ambiance and the food and whatnot, I think it's really, really good.
But if you were there for a week and you had scheduled like one resort day, you might want to add this to your resort day or
something.
Yeah. Would you go out of your way if you were staying, like, either off-site or, you know, say you're staying at, like, Port Orleans, would you go all the way to Grand Floridian for the treatment, or is it just because you were there that it was worth it?
I think if I had my own transportation, I would go. I don't know that I would want to take multiple
buses. Yeah.
Or, you know, that's at that true. Point, I might just spring for, you know, a minivan or...
Get the Uber.
Uber.
Yeah. Very good. Now, Mike, we got to get to your bread and butter here. You still in the room? I haven't heard you in a while.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm awake.
Do you have any Do you have anything left to add about the senses, Susie?
I would just say that they do sell their bathrobes, and they're nicer than the ones that were in our room.
Very nice bathrobes. Okay.
Yes.
Do they try to upsell you? Is it feel like you're going into like a bank and they're like, why don't you come sit down with one of our specialists and talk about your checking account?
No.
So they're not trying to sell you on the soaps and stuff?
I was sort of surprised that they asked about the enhancements.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe they figured not everybody takes the time to read the menu and they don't know that they're available. So,
sure.
I mean, I can't blame them for trying to, you know, get everything out of the way and make sure you're getting what you want.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's move on to the adventures on the sea here, Bill. So tell me what you did. You went on went to the marina and you
yep.
did a rental there?
Yes, we did.
What did you get? The Sea Racer?
We got the Sea Racer.
Seats up to two guests, $32 per half hour. That's not too bad.
Yep.
Did you do a half hour, or did you like add it up to
two? We did a full hour.
So you're at like $65. Is there tax and everything added on, or is it just straight?
It's actually only $45 for 60 minutes.
Oh, so they don't even double it up.
No, and they, yeah, there's taxes and stuff. They do give the, I think you get a 15%
for
discount.
AP? That's not bad.
Yeah, I think it might have been just a little more than 10. I could be wrong, but 10 to 15% off.
So it says it's here the maximum weight is 320 pounds, so you and I would not be able to ride together.
Yeah, I don't think they put you on scales. I think we'd be all right.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think combined we're well over 500, Bill.
No.
You'd think it would like be sinking down to the bottom of Bay Lake?
No, we'd be fine.
It was very tight.
It was tight, though.
So maybe I'll rent my own then.
Yes, mm-hmm. I would recommend that. Mm-hmm.
And you said, I guess we can get to it right now, because when I was talking to Mike, he said that next time you would want your own instead of being a passenger. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, what I like too, Bill, and I remember the first time when I was like 15, and it's funny, you got to be 18 now. I wasn't 18 when I went on those things. I was 15.
Yeah.
When they look at the clock, they round up. They round like down and up.
Right.
So like we were getting on at 1:15. The girl said, "I'm going to put you down for 1:30." So she's given us 15 minutes on the front end.
And so if you came back at 2:40, they're not going to whack you either.
Correct. And I think we did. Like we went out at 1:30, and I think we got in at like 2:35, 2:40, somewhere around there, and she just put me down for 1:30. So she just straight up charged me for an hour. But we were probably out for a good hour and a half.
Now, it didn't get boring after like 25 minutes, 30 minutes? It was still...
No.
So you could have stayed out all day on that thing.
I don't think. Did you? Did you?
I wasn't bored. I was uncomfortable.
So if you were on your own, you would have enjoyed it.
We had our bags and stuff, and so like I just wasn't comfortable. But if I were comfortable, I could have stayed out much longer.
Yeah.
So where did you go?
You know where the marina is at the Grand Floridian, right?
What was that? You broke up for a second.
I said, you know where the marina is at the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, okay. So you did. I didn't know if you went over like the Contemporary or something, but you just stayed right at the Grand Floridian.
No. I'm just saying that's what. I wasn't sure if you know where you get the boats at the Grand Floridian.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So we just went out. We took a right and we went past the DVC, the Grand Floridian, the DVC. Went down to the Polynesian, Luau Cove. Took a left. Went by the bungalows. Couldn't get too close to the transportation and ticket center for obvious reasons.
Right.
And then we took a left and drove up where the boats go to and from the Magic Kingdom. And then we went up to the Contemporary and we took a right and we went over that waterway where the buses go under.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The water. And then that's a no-wake zone, so you have to shut down the throttle and we just kind of go through there. And then we took a right to go toward... Where'd we go? We went to the Fort Wilderness. We went to the DVC over there.
That's a long ride.
Yeah, and then that's a no wake too. And when you no wake with these things, you're really going slow.
Yeah.
But it's really cool because we're just sitting out looking at the new
Copper
DVCs,
Creek.
Copper Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we cruised out that way, and then we come up to the boat launch at Wilderness Lodge. And we took a right and went out to Fort Wilderness.
And she basically said when they loaded us that like if we wanted to go to the other marinas and get out and like go have lunch or whatever and then go back to the boat, we could. We just pay for the boat rental. But we could have gone to any of the other marinas and gotten out.
And gotten out, yeah.
Oh, so you could just drop it off there and then like take a bus back at some point if you wanted?
You could probably do that. You could probably drop it off.
I don't know if you can drop it off at different places.
Yeah.
Like the origination.
Oh, so they want? So they mean like you could stop and
we could have went over to Fort Wilderness or Wilderness Lodge and
that's cool.
Gotten some lunch or something. Walked around.
Very cool.
Went by River Country and what's the other place?
What other place?
Over by River Country, where I told you they had all the birds. Discovery Island.
Mm-hmm. Discovery Island. That's right.
Yep.
Now, is this something, do you get, like, very wet doing this, or is it kind of...
Not at all.
No?
No.
So hear me out on this, then, with that information. How much would you pay for a one-way from the Ticketed Transportation Center to Magic Kingdom on a Sea Racer? Like, instead of waiting for the ferry or the monorail, if you could just walk up and rent a Sea Racer and just scoot right across, right to the Magic Kingdom.
I wouldn't pay that much.
No, but would that be a cool way to get to the Magic
Kingdom?
That would
be pretty fun.
Like, if it was like $5 or $8, would you do that?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Instead of the monorail?
Yeah, it's because it's totally different.
Would it save you time?
No, because they're pretty slow.
Are they slow?
I think they say they top out at about, 20 miles an hour or so? 18,
that's pretty fast, though.
Yeah,
that must feel pretty fast on the water.
Not really.
No, it really doesn't, because everything else is going so much faster.
Hmm.
Look, I thought they would be a lot faster than they were.
I'm sure they throttle them way down. They must govern those things pretty
good. Oh, yeah.
But still pretty cool. That's neat. I like that.
And then we went out to the end of Bay, end of Bay Lake. But then they have it buoyed off, because that's where they do the parasailing.
Oh, okay.
And the water skiing and stuff like that. But it wasn't in a complete straight line. So I'm cruising. I'm in the okay area, and then I look and I see the buoy 30 feet in front of my boat, and there came the boat putting on the yellow lights.
Uh oh.
Which I thought was funny, too, because there wasn't anybody out.
No, there wasn't anybody out, but I know that you're not supposed to go out there.
Right.
But it just wasn't a straight line, so as you're going in trying to stay in a straight line, you look at the next buoy, and it's to your left.
Oh, boy.
So, and all they do, I mean, they just throw the yellow lights, come over towards you, and I just signaled, I know I gotta get that way. And they, just gave me a thumbs up and turned around and went back. But they're out there patrolling all over the place.
Oh, that's got to be a safety issue.
Lot of people I noticed, though, who, didn't feel like the rules applied to them.
Yeah, they were, not,
going through the area.
In no wakes, just flying by, just, yeah.
No, I would have never imagined people thinking the rules don't apply to them. So, I have one more question about that. Now I can't remember. So, that's not bad, though, $45. That's basically nothing for that amount of time.
I don't think so. I think that's pretty. I'd pay a lot more because that's one of my favorite things to do, recreational wise.
45.
Yeah, it was $45 for an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it might have been less because you said you thought you got a discount with DAP.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
I think it's a must do, Jurgen, because you're seeing things that you don't normally see. You're in areas that you never really go to.
Yeah, it's too bad that Old Key West isn't on a lake, it's on the river, because they don't have any rentals there, huh?
No.
So that would be cool. Imagine, just whipping down the Sasagula.
That would be sweet, wouldn't
it? On one of those things, going all the way to, Port Orleans and turning around.
I think the problem is it's so narrow at parts.
Yeah, you
and
can't.
When you have the transportation going to and from the resorts to the downtown Disney.
Definitely wouldn't work. How about the Boston Whalers and stuff? Or the pontoon boats.
There's a bunch of people on the pontoons.
Yeah, the pontoons. There was actually when I went back, I was talking to the lady because they forgot they didn't give me the discount.
Oh, okay.
So Susie was in the DVC pool, and I went back and I was talking, and there were people waiting for pontoons because all the pontoons were rented.
Oh, that's cool. Those aren't bad either. So $45 for a half hour, so it must be like $60-$65 for an hour or something.
The pricing wasn't that bad. I mean, you get a group of people. I mean, I think that would be fun.
A cool thing for us to do, if you guys came down or
yeah,
your family was here.
Definitely, because you could get up to 10 people in the pontoons.
That's what maybe we'll do that in January or February.
That would be cool.
I'll get a captain's hat, though.
Although we got more than 10. We would need two of them. We'd have to race.
Yeah, we could get two. That's fine.
One Boston Whaler and one pontoon.
Why?
Because you have way too many hats that you don't wear already.
Yeah, but you need a captain hat.
Why don't you just wear your nerdy PGA hat?
No, that's not that. No, you don't wear a straw hat when you're the captain of a boat.
Yeah, you need a captain hat.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take this position seriously. I've got 10 people whose lives depends on it.
Do they make you wear life vests?
Yes.
Even on the pontoon boats?
No, actually, no. No, not on the pontoon boats.
Hmm.
You have to have them with you, I think, but you don't have to wear them.
Oh, that's good. Do they, stop rentals at sundown, or can you get one and then, watch the fireworks on the pontoon
boat? No, they stop at a certain time, because I never see those things out at night.
I know you can, rent and have a driver and do, the fireworks cruises.
Yeah, because I don't think these things don't have lights. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what would be fun?
Jamming.
Kayak rental from Fort Wilderness.
Seems like a lot of work. A lot of work.
Yeah.
Canoe rentals, kayak rentals.
That would be a good place to try kayaking, though.
That's true.
See if you even like it.
I'm sure I would like it. I just...
Before we get one and start kayaking on the Manatee River with the gators and the water moccasins. Mm.
They really do water skiing? Like, I'm looking at the Sammy Duvall thing.
I haven't seen it in a while. I mean, they used to do it all the time back
when I mean, it's still on the website, and it has a price, $165.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody do any of this stuff.
Like, my mom and my sister did the parasailing.
It's all because it's all done on Bay Lake, and you're never on Bay Lake.
Oh.
But the, I don't know, the water, like, considering the water there, I don't think I'd want to be water skiing.
No.
Seems sketchy. The choice is yours. Pave the traditional path with two skis or go slalom style with one. Or try both for more fun. Yeah, it's definitely not in my future, water skiing.
And blow out your knee, ACL. Yeah, you don't want
to. They got the little sea racers at the Sammy Duvall. I wonder if those are speedier, the personal watercraft, because they're more expensive, $135. Oh, it's a guided tour, that's why. Never mind.
They do a lot of fishing tours. I like boating out there. It's really cool.
Yeah, I think we might have to work in a pontoon rental or something when we're out there.
Yeah, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
The Boston Whaler, yeah. Because if you, like, if we each threw in $20, or, like, even, it would be, like, $12 or something.
Yeah, all right. Will you wear a captain's hat with me?
Well, we can't both wear captain's hats. There's only one captain.
That would be cool if we had matching hats.
What about jet skis?
We could wear them golfing.
Captain's hats golfing?
Yeah.
This trip is just deteriorating.
Well, you have to captain the golf cart, Susie.
I suppose. Try and get a speedy.
I'd take a speedy.
Do the Disney golf carts have like the GPS built in and everything? Tell you where how far you are from the pin and all that
stuff? I believe
they
do. Yeah, I think they do.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I can't wait. I'm playing golf twice in the next week.
Getting ready, huh?
I haven't played since last August.
Where are you going?
Seaview.
Seaview?
Yeah.
That's my dad's?
Yeah,
Seaview's like a 9-hole dump course, isn't it?
Yeah, they we're having a little thing for work. We're doing like 9 holes, and we're having a barbecue buffet afterwards at the restaurant.
Seaview,
there.
I haven't heard that name.
Yeah. It's called Harbor Lights now. It's all yes, I mean, the course is the same, but it's a lot nicer now, I guess.
I actually looked at having my sister's bridal shower there, and it was expensive.
Mm. And then playing at Crestwood Country Club on Tuesday next week.
Ooh, how are you getting out on Crestwood?
Another work thing. And then right like the week before I head out, 2 weeks before I head out, I contacted all my buddies from UConn, and we're going to try to play golf on a Sunday. And we're thinking the Lake of Isles near Foxwoods.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
It's like their executive course that they built out there about 10 years ago. You have to look it up. It's like Link style. It's expensive, the whole shebang. So, I'm gonna be on tour.
You're gonna be a ringer.
By the time we play that third round at Disney, I might be shooting like 76.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. And then we'll play the 12th hole. Ba-doop-ba. All right, let's take another break.
All right.
Oh,
Break episode 232 is in the books. Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly.
Yes.
Susan and I down here in sunny Southwest Florida.
Talking about recreation and relaxation, a beautiful thing. Just hanging out at the Grand Floridian, going to the Senses Spa. Now, there's nothing at the spa that interested you, sir.
No.
Like, not even like a scalp massage?
I don't know.
What if they had a barber? Like, would you have done like a nice, like a hot towel shave and got a haircut and everything?
I might do something like that, sure.
Like, that wouldn't be bad. Get like the straight edge razor.
Yes.
Get the nice shave and get lined up real nice, get a haircut. That'd be nice.
Do that.
Yeah.
They don't do that at the Main Street barbershop?
I don't know if they do.
I don't know if they do the shave. I know they have.
You gotta do the shave.
That's more cheerleader. You want like the professional, like,
yes,
old school guy. You know?
Exactly. You're right.
They used to have a barber at the Contemporary, but that stopped, I guess. And I think they had one at the Grand Floridian as well.
They still have a salon there.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but can you get a shave there?
I don't know.
The one at the Contemporary stopped, I believe.
Did it?
Or closed, yeah.
A few years ago.
Very nice. Sounds like it was fun, though. Both those things that you described definitely interest me. The boating interests me more because, one, it's a lot less money, and it sounds like it's a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I think, like, if I get a massage, I want to try, like, one local that's not, like, a huge investment, see if I like it first. Because if I drop, like, $235 on a massage and I hate it, I'm going to be really miserable.
I don't think you would hate it, though.
No, probably not. I don't think I would either.
No, I think you would actually. I've been telling you for years I think you would like it. And the thing about it is they usually will do, you know, like full body or whatever. But if you say, I just want you to do my shoulders, they'll just do your shoulders. And then if they find something that's like connected to something else, then they might go somewhere else and they'd say like, well, what about if we try over here?
Mm.
But I'm just a gigantic ball of stress, so.
Well, you do live with Mike.
This is true.
So that definitely contributes.
The therapist actually said, because I was telling her about my surgery and that I had been on bed rest, and she said she thinks part of like my issues are related to having been in bed for so long.
Because
there were places that she was touching me, and I was in agonizing pain.
Oh, wow.
I'm barely even touching you.
You listening to this, Bill? She's queuing it up for more massages.
Yeah, huh?
You're hearing it, aren't you?
She's smart.
Thank you.
Very smart.
Well, the massage therapist said that I need three a week now, and...
Yeah, but you would pay for three massages a week if it meant you got to hang out at the Grand Floridian 3 days a week.
That's true. Just hang out at the pool in the hot tub. That's not bad. Yeah.
At the Ivy Trellis Salon at the Grand Floridian, they do a beard/mustache trim for $15.
I don't want a trim. We want the flat, the straight edge.
It does not say anything about straight edge.
They're getting out of that business, you know. I was talking to my barber. They don't do that anymore.
There's a new place that like just opened up somewhere around here that does it.
Really?
There's some states that outlaw it.
We saw like the... It was on somebody's car. It was called like Gentleman something.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What were you saying, Klinsman?
There's some states where the straight razor shave is no longer legal.
I'm sure Rhode Island banned it.
You can still get them because it's a sanitary thing.
Yes, that's yeah.
So it's still legal in Rhode Island. I think Massachusetts has banned them. I guess I'll have to look into that. But yeah, I know it's not. It's a dying art, like you said.
Oh, yeah, Modern Gents, premier barbershop and bar.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. Go have like 17 beers and then get a haircut.
Modern Gents. Hello there.
All right, bring us home, Bill.
All right, you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, search for Poor for War Podcast, social media, Facebook and Twitter at Poor for War Podcast. You can email the show info@poorforwarpodcast. You can email me, Mike at Poor for War Podcast, Mr. Klinsman.
Email me, Gary@poorforwarpodcast.com, and visit our YouTube page, youtube.com/poorforwarpodcast.
Susie, did you want to say anything as we close? Okay. Thanks for listening to episode 232 of the Poor for War Montengase Alejandro Dales podcast from Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly. Susie and I down in sunny Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
cartoon character?
Hong Kong Fooey.
Yeah, Hong Kong Fooey.
I don't think that would slide these days.
Probably not.